Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
They threatened our dog's life. They threatened to burn down the house.
They had their guns drawn at protesters as if they were going to shoot them.
The president has been pressuring states to reopen quickly.
He flip-flopped like a banked catfish.
They erroneously reported that the president was briefed on this. He was not briefed on this.
This makes Benghazi look like playing with toys.
Come up with evidence or shut up.
Yeah. Welcome into the show here on a Tuesday morning. And boy, what a day yesterday was. You know, I almost feel guilty saying that because the last, I don't know what, 5 months, every day you wake up and you say, could it get any weirder in St. Louis or in the world than it is right now? And that seems to be where we are. Good morning, everybody. How
good
are you?
Good morning. Good.
Good morning.
Yeah. It started yesterday for me with the, of course, Supreme Court ruling that happened early, 9 o'clock yesterday, something like that.
Immediately after we went off the air,
of course.
Like you said.
Immediately, as soon as we get off the air, we learn that once again, shocker, John Roberts sides with the four liberals on the court, even though he doesn't agree with the law in Texas, or he doesn't, even though he agrees with the law in Texas, he still votes with the four liberals to overturn the law in Texas. And all it did was require a doctor to have privileges at a hospital within 30 miles. I mean, it was the most nebulous, ridiculously loosely worded law I've ever seen. Like, hey, by the way, if you're going to provide medical services, there ought to be a hospital or two with at least within 30 miles that deems you worthy of entering its premises. Or if not, you probably shouldn't be practicing medicine. That's what the law said, effectively. That's not good enough. That would restrict abortion access. You can't do that, said the four hard lefties, and John Roberts sided with them.
Why did John Roberts side with them on this? Like, what was
John
his
Roberts,
reasoning stated?
John Roberts sided with them because he likes to twist himself into pretzels to do things that won't politically upset the apple cart, which is not his job. So, and just to prove my point, this is the NBC explanation of why John Roberts did what he did. Roberts said he thought the court was wrong to strike down the Texas law, but he voted with the majority because that was the binding precedent. So once again, you have an opportunity for the court to strike a blow to the ridiculous ruling that was Roe versus Wade 45 years ago. And John Roberts has got the spine of a jellyfish. That's what happened yesterday. Okay. So I've only been waiting 23 hours to talk about that. It's okay. just for the record. Yeah. So that happened. And then our friends over on Portland Place have overnight become United States media stars. The subject of
every meme
ever
on the internet.
Yeah.
every meme, every news story. I've got people I grew up with in Southern Ohio that are texting me and sending me the comments on Facebook and by text wanting to know what the hell is going on in St. Louis with the guy in the pink shirt. We finally heard from them yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little surprised. First of all, a little surprised that they picked Al Watkins as their attorney. Can I just say that? Still want to know where the $120,000
came. Oh, boy. I knew that was going to happen.
Just bringing that up.
Every high-profile case, Al Watkins seems to have his little fingers in. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then they rolled out and did a TV interview.
Mm-hmm. That was interesting.
Here's the thing about it. I think I was pretty upfront with the fact that the way they handled the weapons was not proper, right?
It was kind of dangerous, actually. It was not just that they handled them poorly. They pointed loaded guns at people with their fingers on the trigger.
Yes. And the decision to point the gun at anybody if you're not intending to use it or there's not a more imminent threat yesterday is what I said. Now we find out.
In their defense, they pointed them at each other as well. per those videos and pictures, they weren't discriminating who they were just waving those guns at. So sorry.
Well, now we find out that there were people in the crowd that apparently numbered close to 500 mm-hmm. who did have guns. So their reaction when they were out on their back porch having dinner and heard the massive crowd breaking through the gate onto a street that is clearly labeled private, no access to the public, and they walk out and they see people carrying guns. So they called the police. They even have private security on that street. Couldn't get anybody to respond. So they went and got their own guns and walked outside. So I no longer blame them for walking outside with their gun. I didn't blame them to begin with. I blamed the way they were handling the guns. But I think they were perfectly within their rights, what they did yesterday. People have had a lot of fun making fun of how they were dressed and the way they reacted. But at the end of the day, they were covered by the Castle Doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
And if a crowd of 500 marches up your street, be thankful for it if you live in Missouri. I'm just saying. I would have been on my front porch if there was a crowd of 500 people walking up my street banging a drum. And I don't live on a private street. And I would have been sitting out on my porch probably with a glass of bourbon in one hand and something else in the other hand.
But not pointing it at your wife or
would not have been pointing
beings,
it at anybody.
Right?
But the point is they had the right to do that. And at the end of the day, even though the protesters would want to tell you, we took the high road and continued to march. Isn't that what Rasheen Aldridge said? He's one of the state representatives who was out there.
Mm-hmm.
You took some of your crew continued to march because the guys on the lawn had guns. And my suspicion is, had they just come out and pleaded people to leave, they would have been swarmed. I could be wrong about that. My suspicion is what they did worked, even though the image, they will never escape the memes as long as they live.
That's true.
There's just no way around it. Tell you what, we'll get to your phone calls on this. I've run over here a little bit. 314-241-9797.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Some people might say, well, why didn't they just go back into their homes, into their home? And you could argue that as a practical matter, but the law says you don't have to retreat.
John Ahman, professor emeritus with the St. Louis University School of Law, says most of the actions taken by the McCloskeys Sunday appear to be protected by numerous state laws.
They have the open carry law in Missouri that allows them to have their guns in public. We have the Castle Doctrine that says you can defend your house and your lives and your property. And we have the law that says you can stand your ground and you don't need to retreat.
And thank God that we have all those laws. Just let me add that. Again, that was an attorney from the St. Louis University School of Law. My experience is that most of these attorneys, and this clearly is not a blanket statement because I also know conservative attorneys, but a large percentage of them identify with the folks on the left. But they're admitting here, including this guy, that the McCloskeys were within their legal rights. So what's the message here for people who are going to protest or people who are going to commit crimes? You're very likely going to run across somebody who's a little bit panicked that there's something going down, and they may not have the proper training to handle the weapon that they ran out and bought in the last 4 months in the face of all of this. So just understand that if you choose to participate in something where you're on somebody else's property, you might get injured because they may not have gone through hours and hours of training on how to use the weapon, but they do have a right to self-defense. So, I mean, I'm not encouraging people to point guns at people. Don't get me wrong. But if Kim Gardner, as she tweeted yesterday, truly tries to prosecute these two people in the face of the fact that there were, so far this year, in 2020, 94 murders in the city of St. Louis. Of those 94 murders, there have been 24 warrants issued. If she is wasting her time trying to prosecute these two people who walked outside on their property holding guns, that's the problem right there. There were no victims here. There are a lot of victims who have dead loved ones, and Kim Gardner is apparently doing very little to get them justice. That's a shame. That statistic is stunning. And I don't know, Denise, let me ask you this. Did I miss anything overnight? Were there any more murders overnight that we're reporting on this morning?
Not that I don't think so.
I checked the Post and the local news station websites this morning, and I didn't see. So I believe that number still stands. That was as of yesterday, according to the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, who tracks murder cases and open murder cases and ones that have been resolved. Very few of them have been resolved, to be honest, but at least arrest warrants have been issued in 24 of the 94 cases, which, correct me if I'm wrong, means we have about 70 or 72 murders that don't even have anybody charged in them at this point. And your circuit attorney is tweeting out about how she's going to investigate and prosecute these two attorneys standing in front of their mansion. Here's something else you should say about the McCloskeys. They've got the resources to have left the city a long time ago. They chose not to. They could have moved somewhere else, but they bought that house 30 years ago and have been fixing it up ever since then. So that's something to stick in your pipe and smoke if you're one of the people wanting these people to be prosecuted. They're city dwellers. They like it. We'll be back and let you hear from Jesse Jane Duff.
Clearly it's the end of civilization that we've known. I mean, these are vandals and barbarians.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Newt Gingrich there. That's kind of the feeling I got when I was at the protest on Saturday at the St. Louis statue. The tear it down, I was kept waiting for somebody to try to climb that statue and put a rope over it and pull it down. There was a very minimal police presence there when I first showed up, just so you know. Hey, happy Monday. Glad you are back with us. We've got Tom Ackerman coming up here at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little bit of sports and see what's going on there. Apparently there were some soccer games and some other stuff going on this weekend. So professional sports slowly starting to come back. We'll talk to Tom more about that in a minute. Right now, though, let me get to Jesse Jane Duff.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
All right, Jesse Jane joining us this morning. Of course, retired Marine Corps gunnery sergeant, co-chair of Veterans for Trump. I was on what we call Art Hill, where the art museum is here in St. Louis this weekend. There was a prayer vigil outside of the statue of St. Louis, after which our city is named. A bunch of Catholics went out there to pray the rosary. And of course, who showed up? The equivalent of Antifa and Black Lives Matter and every sheeple in St. Louis who wanted to come out and support them. They're screaming, they're ranting and raving at these people, and all they were doing is praying. It's amazing to watch.
It's really getting to a point where this has affected the mental health of the entire country. I mean, people watching the news day in, day out, watching all of this vandalism, the tension, it's at a point where these governments that are allowing people to intimidate the rest of the population from simple statements such as prayer at the foot of a statue that is a saint nonetheless, is really demonstrating how a lot of these democratic governments are allowing a complete abuse of the rest of the population to be tormented like this. You know, at some point we have to ensure that people are being arrested. And I've noticed that the president's Twitter feed, how many people he put out, I don't know if you saw it, all of the photos of people climbing statues. I was thrilled. And then they put out the arrests of, I believe, four Americans who were out there trying to destroy the monuments, or actually probably had been successful at it. But I agree with you. You know, you went along with that and you saw very low police presence, but they probably were being vigilant. But yes, who's going to take down that statue? Because at this point now, this is going has become TNT. This has become now completely toxic for these cities to be tearing down people. I mean, when you look at Grant, they took down, tried to take down Grant. Grant actually prosecuted the KKK. They took down Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson was a Democrat. Nancy Pelosi took down the four portraits in the Capitol. They were Democrats. She conveniently called them people, the Confederates. No, they were Democrats. So, you know, you're trying to, now they are trying to erase their own history because all of the folks that they are trying to take down are theirs. Yet they're trying to make it sound like it's a racist nation. Their party was the party of the KKK.
Couldn't agree more. Trying to take down the Abraham Lincoln statue paid for by freed slaves. It's mystifying to me. And, you know, here with our statue, Jesse Jane, we have a liberal Democratic mayor here. The BLM crowd completely turned on her this weekend. They protested outside of her house. They painted resign on the street in front of her house. She can't understand why they hate her so much, because she thinks she can pat them on the head and they're going to support her. But they're not. And at the end of the day, what she needs to do is put a barrier around this statue of St. Louis, which has been there since 1904, and protect it. But she won't do that.
You know, they don't have a spine. You know, they don't understand that when you're complacent, you're essentially going along to get along, and all you're doing is allowing and enabling the destructive behavior to continue. You know, this is a country of laws. This is a country that should not have people that are causing such disruption within communities where people are intimidated to leave their own homes. I mean, as St. Louis hit the headlines this weekend with a couple that came out of their home with a gun. I mean, my gosh. But aren't they in the most liberal side of the city? Aren't they also in the side that has essentially is Democratic? I don't know what their party affiliation is, but I'm glad to see their Second Amendment proponents. I'm glad to see that they understand that those guns were the only things that kept people from going up to the front door of their own home. I mean, I don't know what political affiliation they are, but boy, what an announcement for Second Amendment rights, because they were the only people there to defend themselves. There were no cops there to defend them. It was that couple that had to defend their own home. And yet, yet people want to exploit that, I tell you what, come into my neighborhood, I'll be right there too. Because that is when cops are no longer being, they have been vilified, and the police have been trying to take a step back, and now people are being terrified in their own homes by these protesters who are coming into their own neighborhoods.
I love it, because in St. Louis specifically, I was at a gun store the other day that advertises on this show, The Range St. Louis West, and they told me that over the past couple of months, well over half of their business were from brand new gun owners, people that had never purchased a gun before in their lives. I'm with you. I don't know anything about this couple. The local media here has doxed, not the media, but the protesters have doxed them already and put their name out there to the public to try to humiliate them. They're doing what any law-abiding citizen in this country would do. They're protecting their property. Now, she didn't show much trigger discipline as she was doing it, and I wish she had done that differently. But the bottom line is, you're going to see this repeated all over the area and maybe all over the country if these protests continue.
Well, the funniest tweet I saw was a still photo of the guy and the wife. He's holding his AR-15. She's holding a pistol. And it was by a guy named David Reboy, R-E-A-B-O-I. And he said, and I'm going to change one word here. You can figure out what the real word was. He says, you don't screw with the dude with a rifle and a tucked-in pink Brooks Brothers polo. I mean, and the irony was so funny. He's got a pink Brooks Brothers polo on and an AR-15, and he was yelling at him, get out of here. But he didn't use the word screw, just letting you know. It was a different one.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thank you for pointing that out. And you know, just so you know, these folks live on a private street. The protesters broke the gate on the private street and were marching up the street to get to the mayor's house on the other end of the street when this guy came out to make sure that there were no trespassers. So
absolutely. We'll see what happens. They were on his property. They were actually getting near his property, and he had every right to be out there. And the fact that they now are trying to dox him, I think that the photos I've seen of his home inside doesn't indicate to me that he's shy about his wealth. But you know what? Had I worked that hard, I'd owned several AR-15s. I would have had an army of them. So I would have had a stack of AR-15s in case one of them jammed. There would have been no doubt in my mind that if I'd worked that hard in my entire life, maybe everybody else in my family had worked that hard to acquire that, I would have protected it with my life. And that is my Second Amendment right. And they're the poster children now of the 2A movement, whether they want to buy into that or not. But I guarantee they were scared to death when they saw those protesters coming around to their property.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. You're absolutely right. We appreciate you, Jesse Jane. Thank you.
Everybody have a great weekend. Take the hill, motivators.
We will talk to you soon. Jesse Jane Duff there, at Jesse Jane Duff on Twitter, jessejaneduff.com. Love that. Somebody pointed out on Twitter, now that the St. Louis gun couple is trending, it's definitely a good time to remind you that you shouldn't just buy a gun to have it, you should train with it, which is probably good advice. 314-241-9797. What say you? Your call's coming up.
The process bothers me as much as the result. The Chief Justice today joined with the four liberals on the court to strike down Louisiana's statute. 4 years ago, in a case out of Texas, same statute, same issue, the Chief Justice voted with the conservatives. Today, he voted with the liberals. He changed his vote. He flip-flopped. He flip-flopped like a banked catfish.
As only Senator Kennedy can say it. Say it. So the bad news is one of the big theater companies. You see this? One of the big theater companies, AMC, is delaying once again our ability to go see a movie if we choose to.
What they do?
Well, they pushed it back by another 2 weeks.
They're reopening or a particular film?
No. Their plan to begin reopening theaters has been delayed by another 2 weeks because of, I guess, this resurgence of positive tests of COVID-19.
I'm actually glad that they have a plan to reopen, because AMC was the one that was saying they weren't sure they were going to make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Says here the company had planned to begin had begun opening theaters in mid-July. But last week, the July theatrical release calendar was effectively wiped clean when Disney and Warner Brothers decided to delay the releases of Mulan and Tenet to August dates. So apparently they decided that since there's not a whole lot of new movies out there that are available for them to show anyway, they just go ahead and push it back by 2 more weeks.
It seems like the trend with new movies, too, is to offer them to theaters, but also offer them on demand anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. That's how I watched two new movies that were supposed to be in theaters, at least, you know, over the past few months, was right on my phone.
Yep.
I liked it.
Yeah, there certainly are a lot better options right now on the on-demand. Like, for example, I have UVerse, AT&T UVerse. The on-demand side of it, there's some decent movies out there. And, you know, maybe part of that is just the fact that I haven't been to a theater in so long. They all seem new to me. Could that be it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't go to the theater much. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's been to the theater in a while. And all of the new movies that have come out have been put on demand, but I don't know the ratio of what you've seen to what's been out during the pandemic.
And even though they're charging a lot, it's still cheaper than going to the movie theater.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a lot of people are going to Starbucks. You know that story we talked about yesterday with the dude who had 80? Mm-hmm. It ended up at $95,000.
Good for him.
Lucky kid.
So he put his foot down. He went viral by denying a customer coffee because Amber Gillis refused to wear a mask in San Diego. And she apparently posted a photo saying the young man refused to serve me because I'm not wearing a mask. Next time I'll wait for the cops and bring a medical exemption. And somebody started a GoFundMe page for this dude, and he got $95,000 in it.
Hmm. Well, good for him.
Tips for Lennon. The dude's name is Lennon.
I mean,
as in Vladimir.
If she was medically exempt, she should have brought that. If not, she probably shouldn't have tried to shame him in a world where pretty much people are on board with following the mask rule when they have to.
Yeah, that's true. She did throw a little bit of a fit. She cursed him and stormed out, and then returned moments later to snap a photo of him and ask his name. And she threatened to phone Starbucks corporate headquarters before leaving again.
She's going to call his manager.
Yeah.
I'll have your job. Okay.
The only way that could have gone better is for her to have said, "Do you know who I am?"
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That never ends well.
She
never.
Sounds lovely.
But her name's out there now. And people donated $95,000 to this kid. So hopefully he invests it well and doesn't blow it all by hiring Van Halen to play his birthday party or something.
Man, I wish somebody would be a huge jerk to me. I would take that for almost $100,000. Like, bring it on.
No kidding. It's amazing how these things, how they pop up and then you just come. Never expected it's going to go there.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, it worked out well for the kid.
Mm-hmm.
True.
I don't think he was too terribly traumatized.
No, I think he's probably over it.
I think he's just fine.
Yeah. You know, coming up a little later, we've got Connor Martin is going to join us. Connor was one of the people who got attacked out at the St. Louis statue. And I just want to get him on here and talk about what happened out there. Because just like the other guy who called yesterday, Kim Gardner made some comments about, you know, every peaceful protester should be able to go out there and protest. I couldn't tell if she was talking about people like Connor Martin or some of the other folks that I experienced out there on Saturday. Her tweet was very vague as to who she was talking about protecting the rights of. But you're going to hear from Connor and his experience coming up here about 7:47. So be sure and stay tuned for that. We're back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.